Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
Yeah. Oh, Megan and I have just been assaulted in studio by a musky scent.
Vaughn's got this fragrance, which we're not fond of.
My wife likes it.
That's why you've got it.
Well, unless she's just telling me that.
We don't mind when you wear it, but you can't spray it.
I usually put it on at work and there's a dampener on the drive to work. And then by the time I get in, it's quite potent at first squirt.
It's actually disgusting. I think your wife's lying to you.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of those, What are those, what do you call it, where your opinion's different to mine?
Subjective.
Yeah.
I love how you just tapped out. You're like, nah.
Nah, it's just like, I don't know. But it's one of those subjective things, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Are you getting sick?
Yeah. But it sounds worse than it is.
Right.
But I like when it sounds worse than it is, because that's when you get sympathy, but you don't have to feel too crap. People are like, you all right? You're like, oh, not really.
You should probably go home.
And then every now and then I just have one of those pathetic coughs. I've got me Irish moss, though.
Have you found any more bulbous oil?
You know, bulbous oil.
Bulbous oil.
Bulbous oil. You found a bulbous oil to vine whip your cold away? Bulbous oil. And what else have I got? I got myself a couple of treats at the pharmacy yesterday.
Well, you're going to...
Got some strip seals, I believe they're pronounced.
Okay, well, you've got a bit of time to sort yourself out because the winner of Survivor is joining us in studio before 7 this morning. And it's going to smell musky in here.
No, they'll be used to it.
It'll be better than what they're used to.
Better than someone taking
a Nicaraguan beach.
Yeah, and then taking poo in a hole and then burying it.
Right, top six is coming up.
Yeah, the boss of TVNZ has said Netflix is a fad. There's only half a dozen or a dozen good shows on Netflix. Okay, so today's top six is the top six TV shows on TVNZ that make great Netflix series.
Okay.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Three news headlines. Vaughn and Megan pick one. Headline one, China builds super adorable solar farm. Headline two, is that a vodka bottle in your pants or are you just pleased to see me? Headline three, bride has jaws clamped shut for big day.
Oh, God.
So number one is China's built a solar panel, a solar farm that looks like a panda.
Oh, I saw that.
I know.
And it's cute AF. And it's only the start of... Have you seen what they plan to build around the panda? They plan to build...
A jungle.
No, another panda made of solar panels. And then more solar panels that look like bamboo.
Oh,
so it looks like these two pandas These two pandas are sitting in a bamboo field.
But solar panel art. Why have we not done this before?
I know, because I've flown over some solar... Like in America, you fly over some near like Nevada, I think, in the desert.
And is that big... Round.
Yeah, giant. It's like, it looks still looks cool, but yeah, like making art out of it, that's just next level.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
It's those wind turbines too. Like, I personally don't think they're a blight on the landscape.
Yeah, but you don't live next to the...
They shouldn't build them next to people, granted.
No, yeah.
But they should think about fancying those up a little bit. I mean, they're probably designed to spin the best they possibly can.
Make a Dyson one. Dyson do sexy fans.
A bladeless wind turbine.
Yeah, that'd be good. I don't know.
Otherwise known as a tree.
Could work.
Okay,
yeah.
So we don't need
I'll just put that idea out there.
All right, we don't need one, seeing as you've talked about that. So two or three.
Three was the vodka bottle and the bride with the mouth clamped shut.
Yeah.
It's got to be three for me.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I want to know if she did it because here's something. When I've noticed this in pictures of girls online, I've looked for guys doing it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Where they smile, but they push their tongue against the back of their teeth.
Why?
And you can always see the tongue in between the gap.
Do they not want a gap?
Do you know what? I probably can't see best on me because I've got a beard, but when you do that, it pulls in your chin underneath.
Oh. Show us your chin, Megan, you do it. Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, my God. It really tucks it under.
And it gives
that there's much to tuck under, but, you know.
You do it, Fletch?
No, you've got to be smiling. Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. It just, like, zhuzhes It is.
It just pulls it in tighter.
Yeah.
That's a good trick.
Oh, Caitlin, that looks really good on you.
But no, you've got to practice in the mirror because...
But then how do you do like the prune part and do that?
You don't. I think you've got to choose one or the other.
Yeah,
you
can't do both.
No, you can't do both.
It's one or the other.
Okay, so where are we with stories? You've got to pick one.
You're number three.
You've still got to pick one.
No, you're number three. I want to hear what
you're saying. All right, we go to Mexico now, where a Mexican mayor has married in a bizarre ceremony, which is an age-old tradition to bring luck to local fishermen. Oh. Now, the bride, on her special day, had a custom-made wedding dress and had her jaws clamped shut for the big day over the weekend that's just gone. She also wore a veil. She was paraded through the streets to accompanied by a band playing music.
Mm. Was she wearing leather boots? Alligator leather boots? Alligator skin boots?
That's right.
You got me.
Born and clicked moments ago, Megan. He married a crocodile.
What?
It's an old... I heard about this tradition. It's a really old Mexican tradition, eh? It's been happening since, what, the 1600s?
Apparently, it's been practiced since the 1700s. Yeah, 1700s. Right. 1789 was the first time that they've got record of it. And, yeah, it's along the coast, the Pacific coast, the local fishermen. Apparently, it brings some good luck every year when the mayor marries a crocodile dressed in a bride's outfit. I don't know.
How many crocodile wives has he got now? How many years have we doing it?
It doesn't say.
And then what happens to the crocodile after the ceremony?
I don't know. Maybe
she gets made into a handbag for his actual wife, probably.
More than likely, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Oh. Yeah. A bit light on details there, but yeah, a man has married a crocodile.
Weird trip. But then fish tacos, so.
Oh, yeah.
One man's sacrifice for everybody's betterment. FEM.
Doctors are having a moment where they're like, I can't believe we have to tell you not to do this, but we are telling you not to do this. Gynecologists in the UK are warning women to please stop participating in glitter bombing. Now...
Down there!
Yeah. Let me explain. There is a product called Passion Dust, and when I went to try and buy some, it's sold out.
Buy some to see if you could buy some for the show or for personal reasons.
Well, no, I was just trying to get like the download on what it is, okay, and maybe see what it looks like.
Passion
but
dust.
Is it like a gel or like face glitter?
It's a capsule, and the capsule gets
what
put there,
and then like a pill
put in there,
it would dissolve.
Yeah,
and then surprise,
1 hour prior to good times. And it is flavoured, shall we say. And is coloured. Flavoured. And coloured. And is sent to make it all more fun. I'm censoring much here.
I know, and I don't know how to say this without... I've had glitter in my mouth, and it's not good.
No, well,
it all gets in all your teeth and stuff. It's no point having it flavoured. That's why I thought you meant scented.
No. And so they're saying, okay, well, first of all, glitter... tiny little scratches. Then you've got all the particles that shouldn't be there going into the tiny little scratches, infection, inflammatory, like a whole lot of issues.
Yeah, right. So don't do it.
Please don't do it. But yeah, when I went to like buy some, well, look at the website, it says out of stock. So it must be pretty popular. Passion dust.
It say how much they'd cost? Like, and do you get one capsule or do you get like a packet of 10?
No, I think you'd get a packet of them.
Oh, my God.
Well, Dr. Jen Gunter, my go-to gynecologist, she told the Daily Mail that it's an absolutely terrible... I know.
Have they made up her name?
No. She's a legitimate... She's a gynecologist. She's a doctor of the vagina. You can Google... I know you're Googling it. You can Google Dr. Jen Gunter.
I am Googling her.
She said it's an awful idea.
DrJenGunter.wordpress.com. She's real.
They've got like a part on their website that says, is it safe? And it says, any gynecologist will tell you that nothing should go in there, but this is safe and I'm sure any infection's never been caused by glitter.
Any doctor would tell you it's a terrible idea, but doctors don't know jack.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Put this up there and see what happens.
Wow, you really were censoring that, Megan.
Yeah.
Reading.
I was dancing around the...
Oh! Yeah. There are pictures.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So it's not inside the capsules, not just glitter.
No.
There's
glitter there.
And there's a... There's a liquid.
Okay, well we've done a public warning, a public service there for you, so you don't have to do it.
Please, yeah, it's that much of a trend in the UK that it is sold out.
Wow.
It's the top six.
Today's top six. Excuse me. Apparently somebody at TVNZ has said that Netflix is a fad. There's only a dozen good shows on there.
Stop
once you've watched
watching
them.
It and watch TV 1 and
yeah,
2, please.
Yeah, come on, guys. Remember when your shows got interrupted every 20 minutes for a four-minute ad break? That was perfect for making a cup of tea.
That kind of backfires too, because then he listed off the 12 shows that he thought was good.
And everyone's like, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, he's saying that one's pretty good.
Oh, I want to watch that one.
Like, it's a bit like, come on, just accept it. We're going to have to put you down sometime.
Yeah. Like, but then I just didn't know quite what the approach was. Because in the same regards, TVNZ On Demand does really well.
Yeah, it does.
So rather than saying Netflix is a fad, be like, I see where this is going, and that's why we've, you know.
Streaming.
And
they've
done a couple of shows that have been specifically for online. So I thought I could give them some ideas of some old TVNZ shows that have fallen by the wayside.
Yep.
That could now be Netflix specials and all their own series.
Oh, great idea.
Get a little bit of money recirculating.
Yep.
So number six on the list of the top TVNZ shows that have been cancelled that could come back as Netflix specials, The Apprentice New Zealand. Okay. I mean, what's Terry Serapisos up to?
That's right.
He's probably still looking at paying off some of that $200 million debt from 2011. That all folded. I looked it up. Factual.
Right.
Okay. You're both looking at me freaking out now like I'm just throwing figures to do with debt. That's how much he owed when he declared bankrupt.
Wow.
Right. Number five on the list, Crime Watch. Is a good thing. I'd still watch episodes of Crime Watch from the 80s and 90s.
No, we've got Police 10-7
now. No, I know
we've
got Police 10-7, but those are actual crimes.
And that's a comedy.
I want to see what we're up to in the 1980s and 1990s, because I remember they had the best dramatic reenactments on Crime Watch.
Yeah.
And they, like, you imagine watching it now, like, every cop would have a big moustache, a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, it'd be kind of like a
huge,
historical...
either an old, huge Ford Falcon police car or one of those. Remember when the traffic cops drove those Mitsubishi V3000s? Oh, those were a lot of
vintage. It'd be like a New Zealand Making a Murderer, is what you're saying.
Like looking back at it and seeing all the retro fashion. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think Crime Watch. I'd definitely watch some old Crime Watch episodes. Number four on the list, Squirt.
Oh, my God.
From your childhood, you've got
a penguin?
Yeah, you got the CGI penguin.
Yep.
You got your CGI fish.
Yep.
And, I mean, there was three hosts that I'm aware of. One, Dominic Bowden. One, Matt Gibb. And the other one, a good friend, Ryan.
Yeah,
who
right.
Who could totally, you know, step right back into it.
Oh
and
my
give it another
God.
Go. Yeah, there was this, and CGI's come a long way since then.
Yeah.
And so is fashion. I don't know if you saw what those guys wore back there, but it was outrageous. Number three on the list of the top six TVNZ shows that could come back as Netflix specials are Mark and Matthew's Rocky Road.
Oh, yes.
Because it was like South America.
Yeah, Rocky Road to South America or Rocky Road to Japan. You could have Mark and Matthew's Rocky Road to sorting out a Waiheke neighborhood dispute to do with Mark Ellis's driveway. You could have Mark and Matt's Rocky Road to Is Cafe a profitable business?
Yeah.
Mark and Matthew's Rocky Road to a man that age shouldn't have a BMX and he should probably be wearing a helmet. Number two on the list of the top six TVNZ shows that could come back as Netflix specials, Good Morning with Mary Lambie.
Oh, Mary, the lovely Mary.
Mary Lambie. Get her back on the telly. She's Subway now, isn't she?
She's got a couple of Subways,
A thriving Subway.
Yeah.
And she's married to Jim Moira. Jamora, who is the voice of Mucking In.
Yeah. Good.
Some great narration from that film.
I remember that time we saw it.
They were a power couple.
Soleil.
They were very lovely.
So lovely. She's so lovely.
She spun
Bring her back, though. She was so good on
she
Good Morning.
She was so good.
She didn't take any shit, I'll tell you that.
She could peddle a Biomag Walrest underlay, but next breath,
she
be
left
absolutely...
that to Aroha. She didn't do the Biomag.
No, she could.
She'd throw to her.
But she could, at the end of it, be like, I've got one too, Aroha. It's lovely. And you know what? I later found out that Aroha wasn't even in the studio at the same time as Mary. That was a pre-recorded segment from Wellington.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Oh, come on, Vaughn.
Magic. That's what made Mary great.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Magic.
Get her on the Netflix.
Yeah.
And the number one TVNZ show that's been cancelled that could come back as a Netflix special, New Zealand's Funniest Home Videos. Oh, wait. YouTube. Don't worry about it. That's today's top six.
This could be the start of a new trend of apps, dating apps specifically for a type of job, because there is a new one. It's kind of what is essentially Tinder, but it's called Data Tradie. So if you know that you like tradies, male or female, can download Data Tradie and everyone on there will be single, single tradies.
So they could be like, what, a builder, an electrician, anything in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, you can put up pictures, but you can also put up a video. This app also has the option of a sliding heart scale, so you can rate exactly how much you're attracted to them.
It should be a sliding heart scale. It should be like hammers. I'll give them 8 hammers out of 10.
And then it has a Tradie of the Month section where it will showcase
one person.
Oh, that'd be
You have to pay for that.
No, I don't know if you have
to. I was going to say that'd be a hot prize to win.
Producer Caitlin, as the one who's on the apps, are you into the tradies?
What's a tradie? So electrician?
Anybody with a trade.
I don't really know what that means.
So like, is a doctor a trade?
No, it's a profession.
How do you know if it's a trade?
Yeah,
building or with your hands?
Let's assume it's
like a technical.
Yeah, it's a hands-on.
It's anything that's actually hard work.
Yeah,
Megan. Oh, firefighter.
Well, no,
firefighter.
Is that a charity?
No, it's not for profit.
Yeah, in Feely, we only have volunteers.
In Feely, do you have one of those big structures and the horn goes off?
Yeah.
The siren.
Yeah, and then we have to sit down and call everyone that we know because it's mostly going to be people.
Do they have a practice night when it goes off? And you know, because Stoke, it was Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
Was it Thursday? Yeah. I think it was Thursday, Morrisville.
Yeah.
So you know if the siren goes off,
your mum rings around. Hello, Karen, it's Jane here. Is your house on fire? It is, Jane. I'll just call you back.
No, you always just text and be like, I'm fine, it's not me.
Okay.
Cute.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So is this app, is it in New Zealand?
Well, this, it was in Australia. And
it
so,
feels
yeah.
like an Australian app, eh?
Yeah.
It's got real...
So I think it is. It's free and...
And it'll be in their AFL shorts, eh? All the tradies.
Oh, yeah.
They bloody love it in their league shorts.
Do you have a video on Tinder, like normal Tinder? I think that's a good option because then you can hear how they talk. Because if they're like, hey, so I like to go to work and... then you're like, oh, nah. You can see if they've got good banter.
They might just be shy, though.
Yeah, well, God, put a good video
up. That's always the deal, right? Your first, like, lock-in is visual.
Yep.
And then it's the date, it's when you meet up that they get a chance for their banter to pave the way.
Yeah, but then I don't have to waste my time with the date if they're like, bloody hell.
That's the fun of it, Megan. You're how's this going to go? And then you're like, oh, this is really bad.
Rolling the dice.
Looks good. No good.
All right, the winner of Survivor New Zealand next.
Somebody said they always said if you wear high-vis or have been asked to wear high-vis or see someone at work in high-vis, you're a tradie.
Okay. He is the winner of Survivor New Zealand and he joins us in studio right now. RV, good morning.
Good morning, Megan.
How
congratulations.
Are you?
Congratulations. Hey, $100,000.
Thank you.
Dude, how do they pay you? One lump sum or is it like $10,000 a month, every month for 10 months?
Oh, who knows? I'm yet to see it. So.
Yeah,
oh, really?
You literally only just found out when we found out, right?
Last night. Yeah.
So the three of you were in the dark for nearly a year.
Mm.
So you knew that you were in the top three. You just didn't know who'd won
until last night. Yeah, and so obviously you're kind of going through every single scenario in your head and kind of like tallying votes and kind of going back over conversations that you had and, you know, the final tribal council. So I had no idea.
Were you allowed to have any contact or like... Because I'd just ask the people, like, who'd you vote for? Because it's a long time to, like, get them drunk and be like, hey, who'd you vote for?
Yeah, yeah. So now that we're here in this bar. Yeah. It's a testament to the jury. They were all very tight-lipped. And, they didn't tell anyone who they had voted for. And so, yeah, it was a complete surprise.
What was the downtime like? Like, what is it compared to other countries that have done Survivor? Was that just like a classic New Zealand, we'll just make them wait a year? Like in America, is the turnaround a lot quicker, do you know?
I don't actually know. I don't know what the production kind of is like in the States or in Australia.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Right. My brother-in-law's message, he's a huge Survivor fan. He said that everybody was very mean. He wanted to voice his opinion that everybody was harsh on Barbs.
Yeah. No, that was,
He said, poor old Barbs. They were
thanks,
very
brother
harsh
of yours.
On Barbs.
Yeah.
Poor
Bubs.
So, and then not even 24 hours where you've suddenly come into $100,000.
Yeah.
Have you had people asking you for money?
No, not until you did, actually.
She's got a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
And she's just been to Europe. I think she's just worked out that
yeah.
cost money.
I think give it time.
Because do you know what you're going to spend it on?
I'm like the very broke person.
You had to spend it in your head. Even if you didn't win, like, I would have broken that down and spent that in my head.
Well, you know, I did spend 9 months in Ghana directing a school. And so I do definitely want to take care of my students who are over there.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's so, oh my
so
god.
So selfless. We don't relate.
Megan's like, I suppose I could buy them some cheap shoes each. As long as I've still got shoes for myself, it's not a problem.
Oh, so is that the sort of lifestyle you were living before Survivor? Like, yeah, nomadic? I don't know. I don't mean nomadic to sound offensive in any way. I hope you don't take it as offensive.
No.
Is that kind of you?
It's a compliment. I've been called a drifter, which is probably less.
I always imagine a drifter with a stick, and on the end of the stick, there's a polka dot hair here, and they're trying to jump onto a train. So I can see why.
Oh, I wish.
Nomadic lifestyle. So, you've not ever settled anywhere for too long?
No,
or?
I've been over the past 8 years, I think. I've been on the road.
Right.
And, leading trips and leading kind of educational expeditions abroad. Yeah.
Right.
So why did you actually want to do Survivor then? Because I don't imagine it would be because of the money. Just for the adventure?
Yeah. Big time. It's been a huge dream of mine for a really long time. And, and this opportunity just arose and it all kind of just fell into place and felt like the right time. And,
And leading a nomadic lifestyle is not cheap. Like, you've got to travel. I mean, it's cheaper, but it's you've got to still got to fly places and get places and live, right? So,
luckily I was in a position where I was working for organisations that
looked after you,
paid for me to fly places.
Right, nice. Okay, well, congratulations on being New Zealand's first Survivor winner.
Thanks, man. Yeah, feels really good.
Do you remember America's first Survivor winner? Was it Gay Richard, and he got done for tax evasion?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Pay your tax.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I just leave and not pay tax. I just go and live in Ghana.
I'd flick an email to the TVNZ finance department just asking what your obligations are, just to be sure. Because the I in IRDs doesn't stand for ignorance is bliss, I believe.
Apparently not. All right, thanks, Harvey.
Thanks so much, guys.
All we hear is Radio Doctor! Radio Doctor! Radio Doctor!
Radio Doctor, it's a segment where you come on if you've got a medical issue and we get the nation to solve it. It's crowdsourcing.
We'll give it a crack first, but then we ask the nation because all of those opinions are free.
Yes. It does get a bit freaky, this segment. I think medical professionals don't really like this segment.
I personally think our crowdsourcing medical opinion is far less scary than Googling your symptoms.
Yeah, because Google always tells you you're going to die.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah,
always really worst case scenario.
Well, welcome into the doctor's surgery this morning. Tessa, good morning, Tessa. Dr. Fletcher here.
Good morning.
Dr. Smith residing.
And Dr. Sellers, good morning.
Now, tell us what's wrong, Tessa.
Well, I have a small issue on the side of my chin.
Okay.
A small issue.
Yeah, well, it's happened about 3 or 4 times in the past year. I've woken up with some mysterious red dots.
Oh.
And they stay for about 24 hours and then they just go away.
How many red dots?
Sort of like a group of maybe 10.
How big are they? Like pimples kind of size?
No, like you can't feel them or anything. More of like a blood spot type thing.
Are they raised?
No, not at all.
Because I get like little heat, kind of a little red dots from heat if something's like, if I go in the sun or something maybe, or I don't know.
Yeah,
that
but
she says she's in bed.
Oh, yeah. But you might be sleeping on your chin.
How do you know they're there when you wake up? Are they itchy?
No, I can never tell, but when I look in the mirror.
You look in the mirror, it's not until you look in the mirror that you see them. So they don't
red
wake
dots
you up.
On my
and
chin.
And it's just on your chin?
Yeah, on the bottom bit of my chin.
Is it always in the same spot?
Yeah, it has been, yeah.
You haven't eaten beetroot?
It's not beetroot.
Because this happened to me once. I had a red dot on my chest.
Yeah.
And I was starting to freak out about it.
I've probably eaten beetroot more times.
Yeah, and it was beetroot.
It was
a dot of beetroot and just and it was a perfect circle.
Right. Imagine going to the doctor and they're like, "You've just spilt beetroot juice."
Yeah, he gets out a wet wipe and he's like,
"You just need to shower, Mr. Smith."
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I showered like one. Okay. I didn't vigorously scrub at it because I thought it could have been aggravated.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I guess this is the part of the show now where we throw it open, Radio Doctor. Have you had this? Do you know what Tessa has? Do you know what is causing these little red dots? What are these little red dots? I don't know.
Yeah, you're not sleeping your chin on anything.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I'm out of ideas. Yeah, that, I have no idea.
Red dot. And how long do they last before they fade? About 24 hours, you said.
Like just a bit longer than 24 hours. Yeah, and it's happened 3 or 4 times over the last year that really spaced out.
Do they pop up in the same spots every time or are they different patterns? And
different patterns.
Different
and
patterns.
And sometimes a few more will come before they finish.
All right, well, if you know what these red dots are, if you know how we can help Tessa, maybe you get the same kind of thing and you know you get dots, maybe you get red dots, you can help out.
All we hear is Radio Doctor, Radio Doctor, Radio Doctor.
So, our patient Tessa, who's waiting in the wings here at the medical surgery, has told us about the red dots that appear on her chin for like 24 hours. They're not raised. They're not bumpy. They're
just red dots.
Dots. And she's like, what?
Where are these from?
What are these red dots?
What are they? What could they be?
So, maybe you can help. Because I suggested some heat rash. Because that can happen.
Does heat rash itch? It doesn't, does it?
Nah. But they're like little red dots. And you're just like, what are those? And it's always when, like, I don't know, maybe sweat gets trapped or your body just overheats and they go away after like 12 hours.
Right.
Somebody text messaged and saying Skittlepox. And I freaked out. I was like, what's Skittlepox? And so I Googled it. And that's just from a Skittles ad where the guy had Skittles on his skin. I was like, Skittlepox.
I've seen that ad.
Not that I can remember.
Is it contagious? And then she's got
Skittles
on her
face. That's such a great ad.
Somebody said perhaps Farmers has decided to have a sale on her chin.
Oh, these are funny.
She does not need to be teased.
Not helpful.
This is not helpful. Let's take some helpful calls now. Dr. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, what do you think Tessa's red dots are?
Well, I work in early childhood, and my suggestion is dribble rash from dribbling in her sleep.
Well, she does notice them once she's woken up, like the next
morning. Yeah,
and it disappears in 24 hours, which technically the same thing happens with children.
So are they like little red dots on the children, on like their face?
Yeah, on their chin, especially when they're teething from dribbling, they get little red dots.
Under the chin, though?
Because
when you sleep on your side, I know you get the dribble out your mouth, but it would have to really work its way around to the underneath of the chin.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Good idea, Dr. Angela. Thank you for your call. Dr. Sophie, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Sophie.
I'm also an early childhood, and I agree that it could be dribble rash.
Right.
But to me, it sounds more like an allergic reaction to something she has for dinner.
Oh, right.
Oh. And then,
so I would say keeping a food diary and writing down everything she eats and seeing when it flares up.
Yeah.
And, that might help her to figure out what she's allergic to.
I was just about to say, when you get it, when you think you've got an allergy, the first thing they get you to do is do a food diary.
Yeah, but I don't need to be reminded that I ate too many biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't need.
No, but the great news is if you eat a biscuit and you don't get the dots, it's not biscuits, so just go to town.
You keep going. All right, thank you, Dr. Sophie. Some text messages into the surgery.
Somebody else said does it come after she washes her pillowcase?
Oh, Tessa. Is that possible? Is it after a wash?
Perhaps.
Because they said it might just be an area of skin sensitive to whatever you're using to wash your... Yeah, the detergent.
Yeah, like do you use a sensitive detergent?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you do.
Okay, so it's not that. Okay, all
right. But perhaps that area of the chin is super sensitive.
You've got a super sensitive
I don't know how to get around
chin.
It. Somebody said you might be having an allergic reaction to dust mites as well because they live in the pillow.
Oh, okay.
Again, it might just be that particular patch of skin.
Okay.
But no one really saying they've ever had the exact same thing in the exact same spot, which is what we usually get with a radio doctor.
Yeah.
Do you sleep with any jewellery on or anything? Could the Could like a ring be pushing against the chin and causing a light irritation?
No, nothing like that. And I just got new pillows, so.
Oh, so and it's still happening with the new pillows?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Do you think it could be dribble rash?
I think my partner would have told me. He would probably realise.
Yeah, and you'd wake up and your pillow would be wet. I mean, if you're dribbling enough to get it under your chin. Someone said their eczema comes up like this.
Right.
They had these red dots in another part of their body, and it would come up, and they went to the doctor and said, like, what's going on? And the doctor said, that's just a form of eczema.
Ah.
Maybe take a photo next time it happens, and then you can either hit some forums, some message boards for, like, skin, you know, or go to the doctor with it.
Chin selfies.
Lots of chin selfies.
Hard to get a good chin selfie.
Yeah.
Really, like, tuck it out.
All right. Sorry we couldn't help more, Tessa. I feel like we've really let Tessa down today.
Mm. But like that's still $75 at the reception on the way.
Thank you.
I'm just going to prescribe you some antibiotics because it's the season.
And would you like a massive pack of paracetamol?
Yeah.
Oh, it's much cheaper here.
Come to the pharmacy and get the biggest pack of non-brand paracetamol you've ever seen in your life.
We're great doctors, guys. You're listening to the Fleach, Vaughn & Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
It's My Republic.
Yeah,
that's One Republic.
That's One Republic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, My Republic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to My Republic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal. Yale University. That's a pretty big one, eh? Because they talk about Harvard and Yale, and they've done a study which involved 150 women who were undergoing egg freezing at clinics. Now, what they've found is there is a significant men shortage, but there's a shortage of educated men. So these women, they're finding that there's a growing number of professional women.
Yeah.
And they are finding it hard to find educated professional men.
Oh, God, this is what we hear daily on a daily basis from producer Caitlin.
So not only is there just a general, there's more women in the world than men. But there's more educated women.
Right, so this is a problem with gender equality, is that women are becoming more educated.
Yeah.
But now they look at men and they're like, he's not going to do.
Because you can't have a...
Huh, so what you want is
educated conversation.
You want to eat it too.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, men have been coasting along for
I said this the first time I saw a woman driving a car. I said... This
you said what?
Guy, I said, this can lead to nothing but problems.
Oh, my God.
You're obviously joking. Vaughn is obviously joking.
Of course I'm joking.
But I do tell you this every...
two lovely daughters who are far smarter than any boy I've ever seen. Dumb men, idiots. None of them are ever be good enough for them.
I tell you this every day, and now I've got the research from Yale to back it up.
Yale. That's how people who go to Yale will say Yale. Yale.
But, like, this is a massive trend as well. Women are freezing their eggs because they're like, well, I need to buy some time before, because I haven't found the right guy.
So oh, my God. How old are they when they're freezing their eggs?
They're in their 30s.
Yeah, I know someone in their 30s that was... talking about doing this. I don't know if she did, but she was just like, I'm just going to do it.
Do you
just
know?
Just in case.
There is apparently a test you can do to see, like, your sitch.
Yeah.
And whether you need to freeze them or not. And I considered that because I was like, if it's a bad sitch,
we should
then
all
you
do
need
it.
To, like, freeze your eggs.
We should do the test to see how good our reproductive situations are.
I thought you were meaning we should all just... put a sample in a vault somewhere just so we can repopulate Earth.
Oh, yeah.
That's
also a great
idea. Needed.
Like us repopulating
also
a new planet.
But that's so confronting as well, because what if I go do that and then they're like, oh, you will never get pregnant. And then I'll, like...
Well, that's best you know, though.
Yeah, it's kind of good to know, I guess.
And then, rather than
but
you...
But also on the other side of things, if you froze your eggs, at what point do you tell the partner, oh, by the way,
I've chucked a couple in the freezer.
On ice. That's a weird conversation to have.
Because what do? You just put them back in and then...
I don't know.
I think you've got to defrost them in the
but
microwave.
But you're a weird one, Caitlin, because you're weird because you're a little like, there's a man drought, but then it's like you're not going... You don't want to go out on dates, so you can't win.
No, I know.
It's like going to a restaurant. You're like, there's nothing to eat here, but you won't try anything.
No, but my main point is that, like, why can't I be picky? Like, I should be allowed to be picky. I'm at that age. Because if I, like, literally, if I fall in love today, like now, I'll probably, that'll probably be the person I marry.
You're allowed to be picky. You can't complain and be picky.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think the saying is beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah. You're definitely allowed to be picky.
Or the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But there is no one out there. There's no one.
But think about all the men in New Zealand or in Auckland where you live especially that you haven't met.
When was the last time you went to Botany?
Hello, come at me.
There's lots of parts of Auckland you don't
frequent. Botany.
Where's
Botany?
And that weird part of Auckland that hasn't established its identity yet. It's called Southeast Auckland. But then
maybe my soulmate is in, I don't know,
Hamilton.
Uganda.
Uganda, sure.
Like somewhere, you know, somewhere overseas.
Somehow, some way you'll find each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for to happen, and it's just taking ages.
Didn't the psychic say it would happen in a barbecue?
At a barbecue. Oh, I need to go to more barbecues.
Talking about the psychic.
The psychic was on the glass barbecue.
Bloody said that. Nonsense.
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to fall in my lap, and then it's just.
It will.
I know, but it's taking some time. So maybe I should freeze my eggs then.
Just if someone does and they're not educated, don't worry about it because it's probably more likely that they'll be an uneducated man.
Hot wage. But why does that matter, educated or not? It could be, you
speaking
know,
of a conversation.
Yeah, you want to have educated. Well, I mean, I'm not really.
Yeah,
I don't mean, have educated conversation.
I think that sentence just sums that up, doesn't it? I don't need to.
Yeah, there's a mantra for a well educated woman, but for Caitlin, there's a sea of possibilities. FEM. Fletch has a sore. What? How would you describe your injury? A sore shoulder?
It's a shoulder arm.
What's the official diagnosis? Because you've seen a couple of people.
I've been to the physio a couple of times. Still working on it. It's a rare. Yeah.
What does it say?
Probably rotator cuff. A bit of a twingy. It's a muscle thing.
It's a muscle.
By the sounds of it. Yeah. Okay, so it's nothing majorly damaged, but it is so painful.
Nothing's majorly damaged, but. God, do you go on about it?
Oh, Jersey. Yeah.
What?
This is like when I get the man flu. Like, I think I'm dying.
You don't often get sick, but when you do, it's all
You hear about it.
I'll take you back to 5 minutes to six this morning. Caitlin, where's your Wheatie bag? Because Caitlin's got a
wheat
sack.
The wheat sack. And didn't bring it in today. It's a show wheat sack.
It's all. No, it's not.
What? Jesus, it's today.
I actually brought it in yesterday because I've got a sore shoulder. So I'm really agitated about this. But then you wouldn't stop going on about it since I hurt my wheat sack. And then it's my fault. I didn't bring it today.
Yeah. Why don't you bring in the sauce? Soldier.
I can't.
Also, I have been going on about this, but I did tell you facts about this that were very private details.
That's right. We get into it.
Which
I know
you're about to get to this, but I told you this in confidence. You know I'm a very private person. I don't like to share details.
And we didn't tell the CEO yesterday.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
How you got your injuries?
He doesn't know all that.
The injury is a result of incorrect spooning technique. Now, I believe you were playing Little Spoon. Now, that's the spoon in the front of the stackable measuring spoons.
No, I was Big Spoon, and my arm was under the head.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep on it, and now I've got back thing for like
It's been
nearly a week.
Rookie mistake.
Teach you.
You never fall asleep in spoon position.
Who you can spoon do that? You spoon for a bit, you get and hot, then, and then you're like, roll
you're like,
over.
Oh, you make that noise, you slip your arm out, you roll over, you don't touch. Come on.
Well,
be new and exciting if you're falling asleep spooning. This has got to be new and exciting.
I'm not saying anything, all right?
Okay. So is it spooning? I'd love to see the ACC form because that's like, how did you...
Because then I went to the gym when I got back on Sunday and that's when I really effed it up even more.
Oh, right, you aggravated it.
I aggravated it, that's what I put on my ACC form. I'm not going to put... I was spooning someone.
Incorrect spooning technique.
No.
They'd have to.
No.
It's still an injury.
Why pay tax, Megan? So they'll bloody pay out,
won't they? If you have a sex injury, you can claim ACC. So if you have a after-sex spooning injury, then surely that falls under the sex umbrella.
Thanks for telling the entire nation that I spooned someone and now my shoulder's sore.
A spooning injury. I'd love to know. I know $100 at M. You can text 9696. Your lamest injuries. Like, maybe you did have to spice it up by saying it happened during good times when people ask, but it wasn't really. It was just incorrect spooning
technique. Because that's the worst thing. It's like, I'm walking around, I'm in actually quite a bit of pain, and I'll be like, ow. And then someone will be like, what's wrong? And I'll be like, just hurt it.
And then, of course, the minute you say, oh, I've hit my shoulder, people are like, oh, how'd you do that? Because everybody's hurt themselves at one stage and they want to compare it, how bad it was.
And then I've got this lame story about, like, I was just spooning and I fell asleep on my shoulder and now it's real sore.
You just need to go gym and everyone's like, oh, okay, I don't want to hear that story. Walks away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a long and arduous tale about a gym injury. Oh, no, I'm cool, mate.
I'm cool. I'm fine. So 0800 dials at him 9696.
Your lamest injuries. How did you do them? We're talking about your lamest injuries. Telling an injury. Maybe you had to spice the story up and lie about how it happened because it was so pathetic how it did happen. Some text messages. I was being shown around a new gym.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Stepped off a stationary treadmill that had no stage even been turned on. And I broke my ankle.
Oh, wow.
I know. I slipped over in the store trying on tramping boots and hit my head on the shop's concrete polished floor.
It's probably a good thing you're not going tramping if you lack that kind of coordination.
Concussion, I know.
Wow.
Somebody else said, sneezing wise, I was having a drink of a cup of coffee and I sneezed and I headbutted the cup. And then spilt hot coffee all down myself, cutting my head and also burning myself.
This is making me feel better about, like, a spooning injury.
Yeah.
Like, these are way lamer.
I was walking out of the bathroom and I just misjudged the doorway and kicked the door frame and broke three toes.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. That hurts so much.
I know. I imagine just misjudging a doorway, though. Like, I'll kick my toe when I'm distracted by something, but if you just misjudged how wide a door was.
Holly, the lamest way you injured yourself.
So I went to Australia to see my partner, because my partner lives in Australia.
Yep.
And I decided to give my partner a bit of a dance, and in Australia they've all got ceiling fans, and we don't have that here. So I kind of stood up, and everything was good for about 30 seconds, and then I kind of got hit in the head with a ceiling fan and cut my head open.
Oh my god!
That is pretty amazing.
It was really, really. It was quite funny because I kind of went, "Oh no!" and kind of grabbed my head and started laughing. And then I kind of felt it getting wet, and I was like,
"Oh no!"
And I kind of didn't want my partner to freak out, so I ran to the bathroom thinking, "Oh, it'll just be a little." And it was probably about the size of my pointer finger, like straight across my head.
Wow. Oh no!
Never tango with a ceiling fan.
That's a way cooler story than you were spooning someone and injured your shoulder.
I know, but it was really hard to explain to people how you did it. So I was like, oh, I kind of like jumped over my partner on the bed and forgot about the fan, but really.
My sexy dance got entangled in a ceiling fan.
Hey, thanks for your call, Holly.
Not a problem. See ya.
Marie, what's the lame way you injured yourself?
I broke my knee in a lolly scramble.
Oh my God.
Was it worth it for a Macintosh egg and cream?
It was a decent one. We had like the Cadbury favourites. So
if you broke your knee and then the kids are like, oh, I feel sorry for her because she broke her knee, and then they unload all their Turkish delights on you.
Whereabouts are you going to a lolly scramble with favourites? Is this like some kind of rich school thing or something?
No, well, we had like a family Christmas picnic a couple of Christmases ago, and my aunties did a lolly scramble for all the little cousins, and we were like, well, hang on.
This was like you were about your age now then.
Yeah, so my auntie had to like crack into the favourites for the older cousins that wanted a lolly scramble, and I might have started tackling my cousins, and I ended up with a broken knee.
It gets ruthless. It's why they've been banned now at like Christmas parades and stuff. Oh. Marie, thanks for your call.
No worries.
Some text messages. I fell over nothing, cut my knee open on some stones.
Okay.
Got 8 stitches, ended up getting 3 infections, cut wouldn't heal, had to have surgery to clean it out, close it up, and restitch it, all because I fell over nothing.
This is making me feel way better.
Some other text messages in. I wish I could have just honestly just asked for people's sneezing injuries. I sneezed and slipped a disc in my back. I sneezed and pulled a lower back muscle, couldn't work, had to take the week off.
Oh my God.
Just for one sneeze.
I always clear the area. So if you're like holding a cup, you've got to put the cup down, make sure nothing's around you, and go.
Prepare for impact.
How's about intern Anya's cute little sneezes
she does?
She sneezes like a rabbit or a kitten.
Hey, Anya.
She couldn't injure herself.
Can you, just for people listening, can you just demonstrate how you sneeze?
It's like
just sneeze on command.
Oh, I don't, oh,
yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's like a
Pikachu.
Like a puppy.
Yeah, Pikachu would sneeze.
And she does like two or three at once, and every time I lulls a lot. It's like a laser. A laser.
And you're always like, grab your phone and you're like, I'll Snapchat. Do it again. And I can't.
Yeah, you've got to give me warning next time you sneeze, because I've got to show the internet.
No, because the minute you go, a sneeze is coming, the sneeze is like, I'm shy.
I can't. Yeah.
I can't now that everybody's looking. I can't. Somebody else said they were biking along the road and they sneezed, and it just caused them ever so slightly to turn their handlebars. But when they did, the wing mirror of the car on the side of the road grabbed their bike and flipped them over the front of it.
What about you could call up for this, Megan? Because we were literally stopped on our mountain bikes and you went to get off and broke
your... I think my seat was too high and I was on tippy-toppy toes and then I just kind of rolled to the side.
Nan was over. That's how
it's
Nan broke.
It's good to say you were doing it mountain biking, but I was just like,
Nan down. The hardest part about that whole thing was you were in a puddle and we weren't allowed to laugh. Like Caitlin was like, if I see a snigger or a smile on either of your two faces,
it was a muddy puddle.
The injuries I'm going to give you will be nothing. Sam's Flash, Vaughn, and Megan.
I'm loving the new Tinder Nightmares intro. I feel it's really rejuvenated the segment, guys.
Melissa, you're the second person to tell us a Tinder Nightmare with that intro. What do you feel nice about it?
Yeah. No, it's a good way to start off the story.
Yeah, great. Ooh, okay. Right, yeah, it's a great first building block.
All right.
You are here to tell us your Tinder Nightmare, so please, without further ado, take it away.
Okay, so... usually before dates, I get pretty nervous. So on this particular night, I had arrived quite early and I texted the guy that I was going on the date with and I was like, yep, I've arrived. I'm just outside the bar. Let me know when you get here. And he goes, cool, ETA 10 minutes. So I was like, sweet, okay. So I'm standing out there, 5-6 minutes past, and this guy comes walking towards me with some few other people and he's exactly like the guy in the Tinder profile. So I'm like, sweet, okay. And then I go, hey, and he goes, hey, oh, we've got a few extra people tonight. And so I'm like, oh, okay, what? Righto. Yeah. What? And so he just like goes, okay, come on through. And so we like go and walk into the bar and it's a quiz night on a Monday at this bar. And I was like, oh, okay, righto. Not at all what I was aware of that our date was going to be with a few extra people. I knew we were going to talk about travel. So I was like, maybe these are the people he's going traveling with.
Okay.
So we go down... sit down and get introduced to a few people. The first round of the quiz starts and about halfway through he gets up and goes out and comes back in with a girl on his arm with his hand around her waist and I'm just like, is this some weird threesome thing or is this just stuff that I just do not know?
Like, I mean, I'm into it after the quiz, of course. We've got some questions to answer. After the quiz, we'll get into that.
I've got so many questions, but carry on.
So at this point, I'm thinking, what on earth? And so I've answered a few questions on the quiz, and that's fine. And so the first round ends, and I'm thinking, what on earth? So I look at my phone, and there's a text going, hey, I'm just outside waiting for you. And I look outside, and through the window, there's this guy sitting there by himself, and I'm like, oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. And I just about died. Like,
this is the best part of
the story yet. And so I go, okay, guys, I'm really sorry. I've just realized I'm with the wrong quiz team. And so I'm like, And they go, oh, thank you so much for your answers. Good luck. And I'm like, thanks. And so I, like, run out. And I'm like, oh, hi. And he's like, hey, is there quiz not in there? And I said, yeah, there is. It's pretty busy in there. And he goes, oh, is there any free tables? No, there's not. There's not. do you want to sit outside? And he's like, yep. Sure, so he goes and gets some drinks and I'm freaking out. And then fast forward about an hour, we've been chatting for a while and stuff. Things are going good. And then he goes, all right, I'm just going to grab another drink. Do you want one? And I was like, no. So he goes in and goes to the bathroom and whatnot. The guy from the quiz team comes out and goes, did you get us confused? And I said, yeah, I did. And he goes,
I just thought you knew someone on the quiz team, and I just thought you knew
someone. Oh, no.
Anyway, about that threesome, I need to bring the guy, obviously, I'm still keen for it, but I need to bring the guy that I've...
It's now a foursome.
It's now a foursome. Awesome. I don't know when it becomes an orgy.
Oh, did you tell him that you thought he was from Tinder?
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't let on anything. And so he's like, I just thought you knew someone. And then he goes, is it going well, though? And because they can see it, they will have seen the whole date unfold. And I was like, oh, my God. And so anyway, then it was just like, oh, my God. So he went back to quiz, and then my date came back out. And then fast forward another hour, and quiz ended. And then... as the guy from the quiz team was leaving the bar, he walks out and he catches my eye as he's walking out of the bar, and he does like the wiggle fingers at me and catches my eye and gives me like this cheeky ass grin, and I was like, oh my Lord.
Oh.
And so the running joke is that I should have gone back on the following Monday and joined the quiz team.
I would have just told the Tinder date what had happened. It would have been like a good icebreaker.
Great icebreaker.
Yeah.
Was the guy in the quiz team hotter than the Tinder date?
No.
Okay, that's good. You won.
Yeah.
Melissa, thanks for sharing. You get a Tinder Nightmares prize pack. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And if you would like to share yours, ZM Online.
I want to know how it went with the date. Are you having a second date? Was he nice?
No, I haven't heard from him since. But that's okay. We'll just keep playing on Tinder.
He probably joined the quiz team. He took up the vacant spot you left.
I know. Get it?
He's like, I love quiz team night.
Yeah.
FM.
I think I've been overdoing the cough syrup. I just had a burp and it was a bit spewy.
Was that full at the start, that bottle?
That was full yesterday. I love my Irish moss. I love my Bonington's Irish moss.
Calm down, mate.
Calm down.
They're not sending you some. Shut up.
Oh, no, I wasn't even thinking that. AspenPharma.co.nz. Do the right thing.
You've got to be ready for the parade today. America's Cup Parade in Auckland.
They're shouting in this.
Wellington gets a parade on Tuesday. Christchurch, James, you're a Cantab.
Yes.
But are you upset there's no parade?
Well, I mean, I do live in Auckland now, so I'm not too upset. But I'm not saying that. But I mean, I don't want to say
they
that.
Should
they should get
they
one.
They should get one.
I think it should be moved from Wellington to Canterbury.
Oh, that's a big
controversial. Because then you have one north, one south.
I know.
Agree.
They should do a tour.
If we're looking at population, cities by population, Auckland, of course, the biggest, so it should get a parade. Then Christchurch would be in line.
Yeah, they should get one.
Another reason why they should get it.
Wellington and then Hamilton. So we should just do the top four, I reckon.
Do all the ones on the weather. Do all the main ones on the weather.
These guys probably want a bit of a break.
Can I just go ahead and say, like, I don't care?
What, about what?
The parade. I don't care. They've won. I'm good on them. I don't want to line up on the...
Lots of people want to, like, show their support and see the cup and get amongst the atmosphere.
I went for the Rugby World Cup parade. I like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were beside me as Dan Carter went past on the back of a Ford Ute.
The drunk All Blacks wearing sunglasses on the back of a Ute.
It's rugby and this is...
No, I think that just because that was cool. It was in New Zealand and... Right. Yeah.
This
I don't know.
In New Zealand. Oh, you mean the actual race?
Yeah.
What? Are they going on? Are they towing the boat behind a...
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh.
That's a bit stink.
The boat did all the hard work.
They
powered the boat.
Okay.
They wouldn't have outswam Oracle, would they?
But they've got to drive it.
The boat's the hero.
Okay.
It's like Steve Hansen gets to be in the All Blacks parade, but he wasn't on the field. He was an essential part of it.
Okay.
And did they have a vehicle sponsor? Was Toyota sponsoring them?
I don't know.
Will they be in the back of a...
Either way, whether or not you love it or you don't care, either way, there will be some disruption in Auckland Central today, midday-ish. Mm. A lot of streets in the central area closed off. So bear that in mind. If you're heading into the city, maybe stay away or take public transport.
I loved when the America's Cup got to New Zealand yesterday. There were some 500 people waiting at Auckland, which would have been such a pain if you were actually just there to pick up mum and dad. Oh, God, they're never going to see me in this sea of people. You know what your mum and dad are like when they come out of arrivals? They stop at the door and they start looking.
Well, getting back home on Sunday, walking out of... every time I walk out of the arrivals at Auckland International Airport or any of those ones,
It's so weird because you feel like everyone's looking at you.
Yeah, well, you're not what they want, but you've just come out of where the thing they want is.
But that is sad because they want you to be who they're waiting for and you're not. And so
you're constantly disappointing yes. all of these people yeah. and also knowing that there's no one there waiting for you.
I know, yeah.
I've got to get shuttle.
I'm just getting an Uber or a shuttle. And I just put my head down and I'm like, trolley, trolley, trolley.
Oh. And you go right and then you see the sign that says shuttle's left and you're like, oh, God, now I'm going to... Turn this yeah. thing around. And
next time we'll pick you up and we'll cheer and we'll have a sign.
No, because I wouldn't want that either. That's, I don't like attention.
Can't
like,
win.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
But yesterday when there was 500 people, like, you know, gawking at that door.
Waiting for the America's Cup
because
to
they don't
out.
Have the video anymore, eh? There used to be a screen above it and you'd see the people coming. So if mum was coming, yeah. you'd know that mum was about to pop out the door.
Because I think that's because the drug smugglers were texting their mates saying the puppies in that little alleyway now, so don't come now.
Go on the right. Your right, not my right. Yeah. The dog's on the right.
And they were like, oh, God, we've got to get rid of that TV screen that gives away our security secrets.
So much heroin. so much heroin. And the odd apple slipping right through. But all these 500 people yesterday walking through and unsuspecting, unknowing people coming into New Zealand as tourists walk out and like there's just this wall of people being like, God, get out the way. Get out of the way. Get out. Welcome to New Zealand. Sure, have a great time. Spend lots of money there. We're kind of thriving on the tourism dollar at the moment. Get out the way. Clear the way.
It was such a great video.
And then the cup comes out and bloody silverware. Everyone's hooting and hollering for a
you
bit
too.
Of silverware.
It's the America's Cup.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. My highlight of America's Cup history is when that guy hit it with a sledgehammer. It really added a bit of je ne sais quoi to the entire rich guy's sport.
And they've got replicas. I wouldn't be surprised if the one they're out today is just the replica.
Probably.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's lucky it's winter because if it was real hot, it would get all rubbery. What is a replica? What's the replica made out of? In my mind, it was made out of plastic.
Rubber. No, it's real. Like, they make it out of the same stuff. It looks identical. You never know.
I was thinking, like, replica Eiffel Tower.
Or key rings. Yeah, no.
They're all,
just
like rubbery.
That, yeah.
So you can't stab people with them.
All right. Fleetch, Warner, Megan, it is time. Are you going to be able to do the fact of the day jingle?
I might have to set the jingle out for the...
No, why don't you go really deep?
Okay.
You can do the bass.
You do the bass.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's time
boom,
for...
Boom.
Fact of the day. You're just being bloody silly now, you kids.
It just dropped out on me and I had to push a little harder and then it shot right up. Oh, well.
Up until then, I actually liked the harmonies. I thought it went quite well, actually.
Boom, 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 boom.
I could see you in a barbershop.
Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream, boom, 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 boom. Make him the cutest thing I've ever seen.
If only you could just talk like that.
I know. That's why I always quite like getting a sore throat because my, like, listen to that.
It's big improvement.
It's way better than normal.
I know. Today's fact of the day, I think this will be a fact of the day.
That, for the ages?
For the ages.
Oh, okay.
It's a mind-blowing fact.
Okay.
A mind-blowing fact.
Okay.
If you put a cylinder around the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
So imagine a toilet roll.
Yeah.
And the height of the toilet roll is the height of the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the diameter of the toilet roll is the widest diameter of the Eiffel Tower.
You got it when you're putting it over top.
Yeah. So, but it fits, but it's not
no,
loose.
Because I wondered if it tapered at the top, Megan.
No, 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 no. It's a toilet roll. It's a cylinder. Otherwise, it would be a cone.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
Cylinder, so it fits snugly. Fits the Eiffel Tower in it. The air inside that cylinder would weigh more than the tower itself.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty mind blowing.
Okay, I don't really get it. You don't. But that doesn't weigh anything.
It does.
As it Megan does. Waves her arms around.
Look how loud it is. I can do this all day. Apart from gravity.
But do you know what I mean?
So for every cubic meter of air, it's 1.2 kgs.
But what about if you hit a balloon? That wouldn't, because of gravity, you can move that balloon. Is that what you mean?
What?
Like if you hit a balloon that was that size, that wouldn't weigh that much, would it?
The air inside of it.
Yeah. But you can lift it because of gravity.
Is that why?
No, you wouldn't be able to lift a balloon that big. That balloon would weigh, I mean, even take the rubber out of it. An imaginary balloon.
Yep. Oh, no, I'm not saying with all the air from that cone.
Oh, right.
I'm just saying like a cubic meter balloon.
Yeah, it would weigh 1.2 kgs. The air inside it would weigh 1.2 kgs.
So when I stand on the scales, that's not fair because the air above me is pushing me down.
No, that's gravity. Gravity gives you your weight. That's your mass.
So you need to do weigh in on the moon, babes.
Yeah, babes. That's
weigh in day on the moon.
To losing like
everything.
5/6 of your body weight.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a great week at Jenny Craig this week. I lost 82 kgs. Really? Oh my God, which Jenny Craig do you go to? It's working so well. The one on the moon.
Jenny Craig lunar base.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to the Earth one or will I have the worst week in Jenny Craig history. But the moon base one. Yeah, so the Eiffel Tower weighs 7.3 tons.
Yeah.
And the air inside that cylinder, 7,300 tons. Sorry, Megan looked at me like, can't weigh that little. 7,300 tons, but the mass of the air inside that cylinder would be 9,500 tons.
Oh, so you did stuff up. It doesn't weigh 7,000.
No, it weighs 7,300 tons. And the air would weigh 9,500.
That's still blowing my mind because I don't get all of that stuff.
You want to say mind blowing? Look at this mathematical equation that someone did up for it. 525 square root of 2 divided by 2.
Why do people do that?
Volume of cylinder is pi times radius squared times height.
There's much more fun things to do in life than like that equation. Sex.
No, but without...
Okay. Yep.
Einstein's like, I'm so close. E equals MC. I'm close. And his missus is like, Albert, do you want to do sex? And he's like, yes, I do. See you later, mathematical equation. Einstein out.
Brilliant. Today's fact of the day
is that if you put a cylinder around the Eiffel Tower, the air inside that cylinder would weigh more than the tower itself.
Fact of the day,
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast. A countdown in South Auckland is... getting that thing where you put two fingers at your eyes and then you point it at them. I'm watching you.
Right.
It doesn't translate well to radio. You have to describe what you're doing.
People couldn't see.
The countdown's getting a bit of this.
They can't see that.
No, oh, they can't see that.
No. Why? What have they done?
Well, somebody bought some reduced eclair shaved chicken, which to me is avoidable.
Shaved chicken.
Shaved chicken's
Does
a question in itself.
Does it go off?
No.
It's a meat product.
Oh, yeah,
if it didn't go off, it would go off.
Is it?
Yeah, when luncheon gets greasy and stinky, that's when luncheon's done.
Oh, yeah,
done
yuck.
It's got that a bit greasy and stinky.
Yeah. It's got that jelly film on it.
What are you eating? Splash out, treat yourself to some champagne ham.
I'm just saying it had to smell pretty bad for me not to eat.
Really? Not to eat luncheon?
Who brought up you? Do not waste
meat. When you're a kid, it was a different time.
Reduced eclair, though, that's a different kettle of fish because you're rolling the dice with a reduced eclair meat product.
I personally think you're rolling the dice on a shaved chicken, so roll the dice twice. It's not going to come up snake eyes. It's going to come up Campylobacter or E. coli probably because this actually had mold on it. When they shook, that's another thing about reduced eclair meats. They're often stuck quite well to the part of the plastic they were sitting on before they became reduced eclair.
Well, they've been there a couple of days.
So when you give them a little shake in the tray and they move down, when it moved down from behind the label, there was mold on it. It was reduced in price by half. So it was from $4 to $2, but they didn't think they were buying moldy chicken, shaved chicken.
No.
And it's not like cheese. You can't just cut that bit off. Mm. Hey.
Do you know, I'm a big fan. I will always...
Oh, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, no, because cheese is mold.
You just cut the mold off.
Some people can't, though. But the reduced eclair meats, I always buy those.
Me too.
Why? Like the chicken and stuff,
you're doing it well for yourself. You're not like...
No, but I honestly don't think I ever buy a full-price chicken. I always buy the one with
like
the
chicken. Like a hot chicken.
No.
I'll never buy meat that they, what do you call it, when they marinate, they put the sauces in
and they beat the hell out of it.
Because that's a trick. When they do that, they're getting the chicken that's been there for a few days and then they're putting a sauce on it and they're putting another couple of dollars on it.
Did your mum tell you that? My mum told me that.
I think so, yeah.
Well, she's like, it's got a bit discoloured or it's gristly.
Yeah, there must have been a Fair Go special on it that scared mums all over the country.
I think that's something that happened in the 80s that doesn't happen as much anymore.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend that worked at a supermarket at high school even, and they were like, oh, no, some stuff actually just comes, it's marinated from the get-go.
Oh, right.
Oh, it is.
It's butchered, then marinated.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't just keep hiding disgusting meat with more and more marinade.
Because right, that's what I think they're doing.
This one's a sweet and sour, soy sauce, honey, barbecue, hot and spicy chicken. Yeah, we've had to marinate it every time it gets, it's rank. We just dip it in marinade. That's a five-time chicken.
But put a reduced cholesterol sticker on it and I'll seriously consider it.
Me
really?
Too.
Yeah,
because I go Sunday mornings when they put the stickers on and I'm like, thank you.
So is Sunday mornings a time where the reduced meat is often reduced to clear? Right.
I always go mid-afternoon and I'll get a few.
Yeah, I find later in the day you'll get a hot chicken reduced.
Right, okay.
You get a nice
but see, that's been
reduction.
Sitting
yeah,
there
weird,
hot for quite a while.
You guys will eat cold shaved meats that have been somewhere for maybe weeks, but you won't eat a hot chicken 2 hours after it.
Okay, good call.
Hot chicken's always good to go. But I think the lesson we can learn from this is always give your
meat
hard packaged, clearance meat a good shake.
Just and a visual
just to check.
Check
the mold.
Give it a visual check for mold.
Visual, maybe even. Nah, I can't say. I shouldn't encourage people to pop open a corner and have a sniff, should I?
No, you can't do that because you have to buy it.
Sometimes that's the sniff.
Right.
Sometimes meat looks all right and then you get a little sniff and you're like.
You can buy it, give it a sniff, and if it's rank, take it back for a refund. And that would be the actual way to do that.
Be at the customer service desk at your supermarket and be like, sniff it. I know it looks all right and I know it was reduced to clear, but
sniff it.
Sniff it. I sniffed it when I got to the car. It made me feel violently ill. Sniff it, Deirdre. I know you're 60 years old and you've come back to work. This is not what you signed on for. Sniff it. Sniff the goddamn chicken.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your story for Last Calls today?
Okay, so my story this morning is that not too long ago, on the weekend, my husband and I went out to party. So had a few drinks, you know, had a dance. It was all good fun.
Yep.
Came home. I passed out pretty early. But we woke up the next morning and both kind of feeling a little bit shady.
Okay.
And he looks at me and the first thing he says is, so I may or may not have bought a fiddle last night.
A fiddle? A fiddle?
A fiddle. And I looked at him and went, what? I think I'm going to be sick, and kind of just left him to it for the day. But yes, we are now proud owners of a fiddle.
Is it like a
violin?
It's like a violin.
Yes, yes.
What, do you even play the fiddle?
No, we don't.
Why did he buy a fiddle?
I think it's something that he does, you know, like he has a couple drinks and then plays on Trade Me. I think I've learned something very new about my husband.
Was it a low? How did he find the fiddle? Did he just Google?
Honestly, I have no idea how his train of thought went that very moment.
How much did he buy it for?
He bought it for $45, which I approve.
That's a
pretty good deal.
Michael Hill Jeweler has $3 million Stradivarius fiddles. Oh. He might call them violins. I think when you pay $3 million for them, you call,
you
them,
call
violins.
Them a violins. But does it look good somewhere in the house, Heather? Like, is it a good like little ornament?
I'm hoping so. We actually haven't received it yet. I think it's coming from the South Island.
Okay.
I just a credit card statement, and we definitely own a fiddle.
Wow.
Do you have an Irish accent?
No.
I don't. No, I'm Canadian.
Canadian?
No, because she was like,
I apologize, Heather.
No, I was like, that's pretty funny. But
I just Googled the only difference between a violin and a fiddle is if you're playing folk music.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Fiddling.
Oh, I had
fiddling
no idea.
Is a style of playing, so it just became called a fiddle.
It is a violin.
Oh. Yeah, when playing
wow.
Like.
Wow. Okay. All right, Heather, wait there. We'll vote in a sec. Alicia, your story for Last Calls.
Okay, so mine kind of is like a four-part story. So first of all, I was at dinner with my children at the mall. My son went off to play at the playground. My daughter went into the shop.
Okay.
So I'm walking with his blue fizzy, you know, the blue Fantas that they have, the frozen Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
So I'm walking along with this. I've got my high heels on. I've just finished work. And then the next thing, I feel myself slip, fall straight on my butt. The blue Fanta goes all over my nice white top. Hear me hysterically laughing because I'm like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
Everyone comes rushing over trying to help me. Look at my son. He bursts into tears. I'm trying to console him while trying to clean myself up. So I get up from that very, very embarrassing trying to help clean it up. Walk into the shop to find my daughter. My son yells out to the whole shop, Mum just fell over in her butt and now she's blue. Cue everyone turning and staring at me.
Oh.
So of course,
laughing again. So then the following day I get a call from my boss and the first thing he says to me, did you hear about the lady that fell over the French fry? Because it turns out I fell over on top of the chip, which is what made me fall. So that was embarrassing on its own.
So this was the talk of the town. He didn't even know it was you.
Well, so I found out the next couple of days later I went into work and it was like a work meeting and one of the workers came up to me, very lovely guy, Filipino, and he goes, Ma'am Leisha, I hear you fall over on your butt on chip and my wife take photo. One of the wives had seen me taking photos and now so everyone knows, at work knows I fell over French fry.
A single chip. If you were in America, you could probably sue Macca's or KFC.
Or the individual that dropped the chip.
Well, now I'm just never going to live it down.
Oh, that's so good. All right, let's vote. The Tribal Council for our favourite story today for Last Calls. Wait, which?
Heather, congratulations. You've won a Vila advanced teeth whitening technology. Heather, that's you.
Heather, you've won.
Cool.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast. For more, catch them every weekday from 6. ZM.